live, and we're launching into the second hour of the program. You, of course, can take control of the airwaves, and all you have to do to accomplish that is call toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. That toll-free number is brought to you by SACL, C-A-I. We've also got Skype. If you have Skype, you should definitely call us on Skype because it always sounds better than the phone almost every time. So connect with us on Skype to username lrn.fm. For those of you just tuning in, the first hour we talked, the bulk of the hour, about this outrageous story out of San Francisco and how apparently they're cracking down on street chess. And California is a big place. The places in Northern California, maybe the more rural areas of California, the folks that are living there, they don't really have necessarily the same mindset as folks in the big cities. Mm-hmm. And there's a movement now, and we've touched on this in the past, and Tally, you're a big fan of the idea of independence and secession. And
self-determination, sure.
Right. Now, I obviously, like you, support individuals declaring independence, but I also support the idea of political independence as well. I think that the more choices there are, I don't support the idea of the state, but as long as people believe in the idea of the state, I'd rather have more of them to choose from than fewer of them.
Well, nearby, there's the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence.
That's correct. That was actually just recently founded late last year, along with the New Hampshire Liberty Party, which is a political party here in New Hampshire dedicated to promoting the idea of secession and declaring independence from the United States. Now, in the case of these California counties, there's a second California county that has now voted for secession. The story is coming from KCRA.com out of Alturas, California, where a second far northern California county is now voted to secede from the state. The Record Searchlight of Redding reports that Modoc County supervisors, I presume that's essentially a county commissioner, voted 4-0 in favor of secession on Friday.
Wow.
This vote comes just weeks after neighboring Siskiyou County also voted for secession. Modoc County Board Chairman Jerry Byrne tells the Record Searchlight that she put the secession measure forward after hearing support for the idea from people in her district. I mean, boy, a politician actually doing what some people want them to do? That's pretty amazing. She says, "We're not saying we're seceding today. We're saying let's look into it. The goal is to form a separate state called Jefferson that would also include parts of southern Oregon. The idea for the state goes back to the 19th century." In fact, Jason, you'd mentioned in the last hour that you did the Motorhome Diaries, which was something you did prior to moving to New Hampshire, right, where you and some other activists traveled around in a motorhome. You met all kinds of interesting people with neat stories to tell, and I believe you met somebody in relation to the state of Jefferson.
Yeah, I met the guy who was...
one guy?
Well... he seemed like primarily responsible, and it didn't seem like much was going on at the time. This is, 4 years ago. But he did have this large cargo container full of merchandise, and he's like, "You guys take whatever you want and spread the word." And, yes, we have an interview.
Don't you have a hat, like a Jefferson hat?
Right, State of Jefferson. And it has, like, a circle with two X's on it. That's their logo. But, yeah, if you, like, Google Motorhome Diaries and State of Jefferson, you can see the interview that myself and Pete Aaron and Adamo Freeman did with a gentleman.
Maybe we could pull that up and put it, if you don't mind digging up that URL, we'll send it over to me. We'll put it up on our Facebook, et cetera, and folks can take a look at that easily then. So this is exciting. I think it's great that people are talking about it. Even if all they're saying is let's talk about it, that's progress as far as I'm concerned. As long as people are willing to take the idea seriously. Now, remember, they're only talking about forming another state, meaning a state of the Union of the United States. They would be seeking to become a state under the United States. I don't personally understand why anyone would want to do that, but I get it. You know, people in this country are, for the most part, they're still, they haven't been disabused of the notion of the federal government, really, and this idea of let's put all these people together in this huge landmass and have them try to control one another. I don't think it really is a good idea personally. That's why I support total secession. I support secession for the individual and secession for the idea of the state. What I'd like to see is them, it'd be great if they could just break away from California and Oregon and then just that'd be it. And then have nothing whatsoever to do with the federal government. But, you know, baby steps. Okay, that's fine. You want to separate from California and be the 51st state. Okay, fine. Go ahead, be the 51st state. Maybe by the time they succeed at doing that, will in New Hampshire be seceding, or Vermont perhaps, or whatever, whichever state does it first, will secede permanently from the federal government, and then they'll only have 50 states left at that point. So many of the residents in the rural counties have long felt that those in the urban halls of power in both states ignore their needs. And that figures because the people in these urban areas have a disproportionate level of influence on the politics. And it's not just true in California. It's certainly true in New York. A lot of the upstate New York folks really, you know, they don't get along with the southern tier.
New York State is just ripe for secession. I mean, if you look at the Empire State, the city of New York having so much control over these very rural areas like mm-hmm. the Adirondack Mountains, and I think they should just secede.
Now, many of the residents are upset about this. 40 people turned out for the meeting, Byrne told the newspaper, which amounted to a standing room only crowd in Modoc's county chambers. Modoc County has a population of about 9,300 people. Siskiyou has more than 44,000. A group spearheading the effort says the goal is to get a dozen counties to commit before asking California's legislators to allow the formation of a new state. The U.S. Congress would also have to approve such a move. California is essentially ungovernable in its present size, says Mark Baird, a spokesman for the Jefferson Declaration Committee. He said, "We lack the representation to address the problems that affect the North State."
Do you know why they call it the State of Jefferson?
No, please tell me.
When Thomas Jefferson was president, he opined that he thought that the West Coast would be its own country.
Hmm.
And so they're taking him up on the idea, it seems.
Or at least a step in that direction.
Right.
And I'm glad to see that this is happening. I think that, you know, again, a discussion is necessary. It's time that people started talking about secession and started taking it seriously as an idea that's time has come again. And let's do it peacefully this time. Let's make sure that nobody fires any weapons at any federal facilities or anything like that. Mm-hmm. That is probably one of the factors that made things go bad the first time, although one might argue that it was actually a false flag and, in point of fact, nobody ever shot at the fort. But who knows? Who knows what the truth was? As long as the secessionists today remain peaceful, I don't think it'll be very easy for the federal government, or in this case the California state government, to tag them as violent, because now we've got video cameras, we've got all kinds of, you know, if somebody gets violent, there's a good chance somebody's going to record it. There's going to be proof of whatever happened.
Maybe. There's also technology, like Apple's producing with the permission of the government, where police could turn off like cameras.
I've heard about that. That's very frightening. I wonder what Google's response is. Has anybody heard about, you know, is Google building in a similar control into the Android system where police will be able to do that? Or is Google going to stand against that? Because sometimes they stand on the side of freedom, Google
right.
does.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
So I'd be interested. If you know more about that, feel free to enlighten us. But hopefully this will move forward. Now, it's very similar to what's going on in North Colorado. There's been some talk recently in North Colorado about those counties also being frustrated by Denver and some of the other, you know, populated areas having an undue amount of control. And they're talking about secession as well and forming their own state.
Right, and they're actually also voting, you know, to take the next steps. And so we're moving from just talking about it to actually seeing people, you know, take steps, voting, and, you know, using politics, of course.
They're trying to do something. I mean, yeah. People don't know what else to do, Jason. I mean, they are frustrated by a system that is unwieldy. Mm-hmm. It's not responsive. It's outrageously, you know, restrictive, and, you know, it destroys people's lives. They're frustrated by this. And the classic answer has always been, well, vote for somebody. So they don't really know what other options there might be. What would you suggest? I mean, what besides begging politicians for more freedom should people do if they believe in secession?
I'm glad you asked that question. There's this great example also on the West Coast called Cascadia. Mm-hmm. And instead of these arbitrary political boundaries that states are, they take a a bioregional approach. So a bioregion shares the similar characteristics, trees, wildlife.
Weather.
Sure. And so northern part of California, Washington State, Oregon, and some of the Canadian provinces all make up this bioregion, and so they call it Arcadia. Cascadia.
Arcadia is on the East Coast.
Yes, exactly. Inspired by what they're doing in Cascadia.
Let's talk more about that here in a moment, because I want to know what can that mean as far as action. 855-450-FREE. You take control as well.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. it doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to GEICO, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Okay, new kid. Here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it. Ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free, tippy-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
The airwaves here toll-free. All you have to do is dial in at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, you can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com. Listen in if you'd like online. We've got listening options including broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. You may listen to whichever one fits your internet connection the best. Or tune in via various other listening options like our great radio stations on AM and FM across the country that air the show at various times throughout the week. We also have our satellite listening options, which include XM Satellite Radio. In addition to that, we've got our free-to-air channel available across almost all of North and Central America. As long as you've got a view of the southern sky at your home, you can get the equipment and hook up for the free-to-air system. Then you pay $0 per month to listen as much as you like. By the way, that is brought to you by Bitcoin. The webcam is also available to you on our website, and the listen lines, which allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Get all the details on how to get tuned in over at listen.freetalklive.com. Speaking of Bitcoins, maybe you've been thinking about getting into this new decentralized currency that is sweeping the world by storm. It's amazing. I love Bitcoins. They're so simple and so powerful. It puts money, the control of money, back into the hands of the people, which is an incredible feat. I mean, to take money out of the hands of the politicians and the politically connected banks and actually put them in the hands of the people, it's amazing. And it was created by somebody who nobody even knows who it is. The pseudonym is Satoshi Nakamoto. He just basically birthed this idea to the world a few years ago, and ever since then, it's become the most valuable currency on the globe. It's right now, last time I looked, it was like $130 buys one Bitcoin. You want to get some Bitcoins? You're going to need a wallet in which to put your Bitcoins. Go and get your free Bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info and hook up with their app for the Android or iPhone. It makes it easy to access your Bitcoin wallet from anywhere. It makes it easy to transfer Bitcoins to and from whoever you want, wherever they are, wherever you are. And, of course, with Bitcoins, you can do it with no transaction fee if you want. It's absolutely incredible, and blockchain.info makes it easy with their free online Bitcoin wallet, which is also encrypted, by the way, and the encryption happens in your browser, or the de-encryption of it, so the blockchain folks don't know what's in your Bitcoin wallet. Blockchain.info. Go there. Get it today. Let's go to the phones, and we'll continue with the secession discussion. Mark is on the line in St. George, listening to KZNU in Utah. Hey, Mark.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Thanks for everything you guys do with your support of freedom. I just want to make a quick comment about secession from the federal government. There are a couple problems with it. One being that it was ruled unconstitutional by the Supreme Court after the Civil War. I believe the case was Texas v. White. But that being said, of course you can still make a constitutional amendment allowing it. But the point that I wanted to make was another option that's not exactly secession, but it accomplishes a lot of the same tasks of secession, which is that states, if they were able to become financially independent from the federal government, they would be able to basically not take the grant money and the money that, you know, the states need, essentially, to educate the people in their states and also build roads and do all the other things that the federal government essentially pays off states to follow their rules.
Yeah, well, what you're talking about there is nullification. And, of course, New Hampshire has a good example of that, a real classic one, where here in New Hampshire, it's the only state of the 50 states where you do not have to wear a seatbelt as an adult while driving. Now, it's probably a good idea to go ahead and wear a seatbelt, but there's no mandate here. And that, in order to have that freedom in New Hampshire, the state government folks did have to turn down the federal money, the federal highway funds that were being offered as the bribe to make that illegal here, and it has been turned down. And every time the proposal comes forward, because it does come every 2 years, some state rep who loves the government will put forward this proposal to make it illegal to drive without a seatbelt on, and it goes down. They will not pass that in New Hampshire, and so that needs to happen more often, that stuff.
Yeah, I think it's education's another good example. I pretty much hate the idea of this testing, standardized testing stuff, because I think it hurts students a lot. And states could get away with not taking that federal grant money if they were able to, you know, they wouldn't have to do that if they didn't have to take that federal grant money. So that was my comment. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Mark, thanks for making that call tonight. I do appreciate it. Although the point that Mark made about his initial point regarding it being unconstitutional. Well, yeah, obviously the federal government's going to rule that you can't leave. Sure, you could join, but you can't leave.
Right after the Civil War, you know, by people appointed, you know, by Lincoln and others, yeah. Of course they're going to rule that way.
Look, if you can popularize the idea of secession to the point, and we're going to talk about how popular it already is here with some interesting statistics that Tally has in a moment, but if you can popularize the idea of secession to the point where politicians are for it, Because usually politics trails way behind what popular opinion is. Look at marijuana for a great example, right? I mean, for years, millions of people have used marijuana. It has been, you know, in popular culture. It's been all over the place. And now, finally, in 2012, you get two states actually having some semblance of legalization of it. I mean, it's taken a long time to get some politicians on board with any level of decrim or legalization of marijuana. So the same thing's going to be true of secession. It's going to have a real groundswell of serious support, a lot of people talking about it before politicians come on board. But if you can get to the point, or hopefully when you can get to the point where you've got the politicians with the political gumption to be able to bring forth the idea of secession, to not just propose it, but to move forward with a bill, some sort of legislation, if that ever happens, why would they care what the Supreme Court says? Why would they even ask permission? The idea of secession is you're not begging the federal government, oh, please let us go. The idea would be to say, bye-bye. We just voted to secede here in New Hampshire. See ya.
You guys need to clean up your act.
Yeah, well, we don't care anymore what you do. I mean, it'd be nice
care.
To be cleaned up.
I want to have peaceful neighbors, right?
That's a good point. But we're out. We're done. It's over. And nothing your men in robes are going to say is going to matter because the people in New Hampshire have decided we don't want anything to do with it anymore.
Obama likes to use terms like this is a perpetual union.
Yeah.
And I guess, do you remember when there was the WhiteHouse.gov
petitions,
right, that people would turn
Texas
up?
Texas and various other states seceding, yeah.
They gave a response.
That's right.
A spokesperson did, and he said, like, oh, well, you know, like I said, the U.S. is a perpetual union, and they mentioned the Supreme Court ruling, and
They basically said we're going to get violent.
The guy said, didn't the Civil War solve that?
Mm-hmm.
And I think we know what he's implying.
He's definitely suggesting that they would get violent. But talk is cheap, right, Tally? I mean, they can say what they want about trying to scare people into not seceding, and of course they're going to try to be intimidating about it, but ultimately, are they really going to get violent if New Hampshire or Vermont or Texas or whatever state goes first, when they go first? Do you really think they're going to roll in tanks? Are they really going to start killing, you know, family members and friends of people? Because everybody's got friends everywhere, right? Like, everybody in any given political jurisdiction, New Hampshire or Texas or wherever, probably knows people in all the other states. And so you're talking about murdering people's families. I mean, you want to talk about the most destructive act that the federal government could do to destroy its legitimacy, its mind share in people's heads? Start murdering Americans. That'll really make sure that people love you.
Well, they did that in the Civil War. I mean, civilians, you know, family members. But like you said, it's the information age.
Right.
It's different now.
All right. So, news does not travel by horseback anymore. And secession of them rolling in tanks would play out very differently. Share your thoughts coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food? What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you'd like. Toll free number here tonight for you, 855-450-FREE. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features. We've got archives that go back for years. You can go all the way back to 2006 for free at freetalklive.com. You click, you download, they're yours for free. Share them. We don't care. Please. Intellectual property? I don't believe in that stuff. So go ahead and enjoy at freetalklive.com. Now, look, there's years of Free Talk Live out there, but maybe you want to do something a little different. You want to listen to a show that has a slightly different perspective, but also supports the ideas of liberty. School Sucks Project. I recommend them. They're a podcast, call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. Go to schoolsucksproject.com. You can register your account, participate in their forum, suggest show topics, and access years of archives. schoolsucksproject.com. We'll continue with interesting statistics that Tally's going to share with us about secession and Americans' support for the idea. Let's go first, though, to the phones and the fun, SACL CAI toll-free lines, where Aaron is on the line in Washington. Hey, Aaron.
Hi, how's it going, guys?
Welcome, sir. Hey. Go ahead with your thoughts.
First off, I'd like to say, Ian, thank you so much. Listening to the podcast last Saturday that you guys did about drugs completely changed my mind on everything being legal. I mean, that was mind-blowing, but that's not why I called. But,
well, you changed your own mind. We didn't do anything but give you some information. So good on you. I'm glad that you found it useful.
Yes, thank you. Anyways, about a couple days ago, I work for a freight delivery company. A couple weeks ago, one of my friends who drives out between from Lewiston, Idaho to Pasco, Washington, said that he got pulled over by some DEA agents. Just random pull. by some DEA agents. They came up to his truck. They looked at him. They asked him what he's doing, where's he hauling, you know, the usual questions. And then they go, well, the DEA agent comes up and tells him, well, sir, we're going to need you to search your truck. First thing he says is, no, not unless you have a warrant. And the DEA agent looks at him without skipping a beat. He's like, well, we have every right to search your truck since it's a commercial vehicle. He's like, well, the last thing I know as well is you can't search my vehicle that without a representative from my company. And the nearest representative is nearly 5 hours away. And the DEA agent, you know, gave him a lot of trouble. Let him sit there for about an hour so they could figure out what they were going to do. They eventually let him go, but they had him held there for about an hour.
That's not bad. I mean, I have to say that, you know, good for him for standing up on his rights. This is certainly a tactic the police are known to use, is to suggest that it's going to take some time. If you're not going to let us search now, we're just going to hold you here for a while.
So was it a checkpoint or was he singled out?
I think he was just singled out. He said that he didn't see anybody out there. He just, you know, he was driving down and all of a sudden he saw lights. And then he asked him, you know, what they were doing down on the stretch of the highway. He was like, oh no, we're just doing our typical routine up through this highway. Which is, I thought was weird because I've never seen or seen any DEA agents out here.
And by typical routine, it means look for suspicious vehicles and pull them over with no legal authority?
Yep. Right. And well, exactly. Exactly.
Hey, now, so you're a commercial driver. Obviously, there are some rules that are different. You've specifically gotten a commercial driver's license. There's a process involved in that. I know that normally on the show, you know, we don't give legal advice, but certainly I've got suggestions for folks when they get pulled over, and one of those is you don't have to answer their questions on average. Is it different if you're a commercial driver, or can you stand up for the same rights? Can you say, well, you know, sorry, don't want to talk to you?
Really depends. I mean, because since the vehicle is not your personal vehicle, it is the company's vehicle, and you get your license through the government, and then the government is governing pretty much how you drive that truck and how far you go, how long you go, and all that fun stuff. And so when it comes to, like, searching your car or your truck, if a DEA agent is there with a police officer, he has to wait for a rep from the company to show up if he so chooses. But If there's a DOT official, Department of Transportation official with the agent and also a police officer, the DOT official has every right to search your truck with or without a representative.
Wow, that's crazy. That's really frustrating. Yeah. I mean, just dealing with that is, I know that there are a lot of professional drivers that listen to the show on XM, for instance, and, you know, these are guys who, a lot of them are really liberty-oriented folks, and it must be absolutely just really hard to handle when you basically have to kiss the ring. You got to kiss the boot of these government agents. Well, I'm glad to hear that he stood up for his rights in this particular instance, at least, with these DEA agents. And, of course, you know, how do you know they're really DEA agents? And who knows?
Exactly.
It's a scary scene, man. Hey, thanks for calling and sharing those thoughts tonight. Anything else you want to get out, Aaron?
You know, one other thing I did really want to talk to you guys about. Now, when it came out, and I'm going to go back to the drugs real quick. I smoke marijuana recreationally, and I want to know fully and exactly how you see a complete legalized society would work when it comes to drugs, like in social health. Would there be more social programs out there, or would you just leave it up to the people to decide?
Well, I don't think that the government is a particularly compassionate organization. So there are some people who believe that, well, I don't, but I've had this conversation recently with somebody who claims to be on the same side of ending the war on drugs as I am. But on the other hand, he believed that one should, that the government should have people get into treatment rather than send them to jail. And I don't support that because I think that if someone wants treatment, they should be able to seek it and they should find it because there are people out there willing to help you with your addiction problems. But if you force someone into treatment, then you're not helping that person. The person, if they're not ready to seek treatment for their own reasons, not because some man in a robe demanded that they go to treatment, if they're not ready to seek treatment for their own reasons, it's not going to be effective. And in point of fact, their presence at a treatment meeting where people who are there for their own reasons can be disruptive. You know, there's somebody there who's been forced to be there. You don't want to be in a meeting with somebody who doesn't want to be there. That's not a productive situation at all. So I think if you leave the state in charge of whatever programs it is you might be alluding to there, that's going to result in problems, going to result in the opposite of the intended circumstance. Or the intended result. But ultimately, if you let the market handle these things, people who are concerned for drug addicts are going to come up with programs. Or a lot of them are going to be former drug addicts themselves. They're going to offer services to folks, and that'll allow people to get the help that they need. You look at Portugal, for instance, where they've had drug decriminalization for over a decade, and there's been a tremendous drop in the number of addicts. These are people who previously had been afraid to seek help because it was illegal. For them to be drug users, but now they're not afraid because they know they can't be put in jail. They're not worried somebody's going to rat them out, and they're more likely to go and actually get the help that they need. So I think that really the only thing the government should do is get the hell out of regulating drugs and leave people alone.
Exactly. Yeah. We're free to choose whatever we want to do. We're human beings. We don't need someone telling us that this is what we can put into our bodies. We can choose. We know damn well what those things are going to do to us. You know, I solely choose just to smoke marijuana because I've seen what crack has done to other people. I've seen personally seen heroin destroy people's lives. Same with meth. You know, it's just it, to me, it's not for me. I like my pot, and that's about it.
Speaking of forced counseling, I've known people since I've moved to New Hampshire who have been forced to go to a drug counselor because they smoke cannabis, if you can believe that.
Yeah, I was in that same boat.
Oh, yeah? It's big money, you know, for these counselors. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a huge waste of time for people who want to smoke cannabis recreationally. And, you know, of course, it gives these counselors perverse incentives because they're not going to speak out against decrim because it probably gives them a whole lot of money.
Aaron, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. And drive safe out there. 855-450-FREE. And that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We continue with your calls coming up here. Still to come, secession, the numbers. Rasmussen poll that Tally has to share with us has some pretty, I would say, impressive numbers of people, and you know, what do they think about secession? We'll find out here in moments. And, of course, take your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. You dial in toll-free, you get on the air. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. It's brought to you by SACL CAI, and this is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
We all know how useful Bitcoins are, but how can you cash out Bitcoins quickly to pay rent or other cash expenses? MoneyPack Trader will sell you a money pack in minutes using the private and fully encrypted messenger program TorChat. You'll need a MoneyPack loadable debit card to deposit MoneyPacks onto, but don't worry. Dozens of debit cards are available free on the internet, and you may already have one from the nearly 50 prepaid debit card companies that allow MoneyPack loading. These debit cards are great because the funds can be withdrawn instantly at your local ATM and then spent anywhere cash is accepted. Cashing out Bitcoins really is that easy, and MoneyPackTrader.com pays the highest rates for your Bitcoins. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com today to learn what they can offer you for buying and selling Bitcoins with enhanced privacy that no other exchange offers. That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILINGthem.com.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begins at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We will take your calls here about whatever you want. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Still to come, secession statistics from Rasmussen. What do people in the U.S. think? They've asked this question before, or something similar to it. I believe it was Rasmussen. But there have been other polls like this. So we'll give you the latest information here in a few moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can also join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you will find there. And they're all free, the features, but it does cost money to run this radio show. So one of the things you could do to help Free Talk Live, and this is a big help, by the way, is if you shop with us at shop.freetalklive.com. When you go to shop.freetalklive.com, you'll find links to Amazon. You click into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of your purchase price. So whatever it is you're buying at Amazon, you're going to buy stuff online anyway. You probably were going to get stuff at Amazon if you were going to shop online, because they're that ubiquitous. They've got that awesome selection and great prices. You still get the same Amazon experience you're used to. You just start your shopping through shop.freetalklive.com, and then a portion of the purchase price, instead of going all of it going to Amazon, a portion goes to Free Talk Live. So start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. As we go back to your phone calls and thoughts, Robert is listening in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live, Roberts.
I was wondering if you guys are you aware of that the truckers are they're going to shut down America here in October?
Huh?
Have you heard about that?
Tell me more about that. No, I don't know anything about it.
There's a website out there. It's called patrioticcommandcenter.org. It's their homepage. And what it is that the truckers, they're tired of paying the high cost of fuel. You know, and it's not only just that, but, they want to send a clear message to, our own federal government about the high price of gas, gun rights, all of those different things. And what they're trying to accomplish is that from October 11th all the way to the 13th, you just shut down, don't buy nothing, don't buy no gas, don't go nowhere, just stay home for 3 days. I think that'll send a clear message. What do you think?
I can't find this website. Patriotic Command Center?
Okay, I can tell you. I found something. I found something.
PatrioticCommandCenter.org.
There's a Facebook group, it looks like a group called Truckers to Shut Down America.
Yeah.
And actually, wait a minute, I just clicked the link and it didn't come up, so maybe it's been shut down. Maybe that group has been removed from Facebook, I don't know. But, yeah, I see the news here, Robert, thanks for the heads up. You think this is going to be effective? I mean, what do you think they're going to do?
I don't know if it'll be 100% effective, but I think that it'll get this point across. I mean, think about it. You know, if it wasn't for a trucker, I mean, a lot of us would starve to death.
Absolutely.
You know, especially where we live.
The truck drivers are professional drivers of America are really the life's blood of this country. I mean, if it weren't for them moving products from point A to point B, we would have nothing. So, I mean, this could be a very powerful strike. I'm interested to see how it pans out. Robert, thank you for the heads up and the call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So here's a detail that I see here from thetrucker.com. They talk about this three-day proposed strike. Citing government corruption as its main grievance, Facebook group dubbed Truckers to Shut Down America is calling for a three-day general strike to take place from the 11th to the 13th of October. The page has quickly amassed more than 53,000 Facebook likes since its launch on September 15th. Scores of truckers have declared their solidarity with the movement, posting messages like thank you, Patriot, Godspeed, along with selfies taken in their trucks. While the page's description does not list specific goals or terms of negotiation, the plan for the strike reads as follows, quote, truck drivers will not haul freight. Workers will call in sick. Consumers will not buy or sell anything on this date. Stay home, buy nothing. Now, this sounds familiar to me. There have been protests like this before, usually by anti-consumer organizations or anti-consumerists, I guess they call themselves, groups, who believe that by people not shopping on one particular day, that's going to send some kind of message. And I'm a skeptic of this. I don't really think it does anything, because ultimately you need to buy things generally in society to get along, to live. If you're going to live in, you know, kind of the main society, obviously you can be homeless and not buy very much in that case. But most people enjoy having nice things and food and all of that. And so at some point, they're going to go back out. In this case, they're going to wait a day, and then they're going to go the next day, and they're going to buy those things. So even if sales dip slightly, they're going to pick back up the day after that. So
it's purely symbolic, and I think the truckers know that. Mm-hmm. But you know, whoever these truckers are, I mean, it's not all truckers. I don't know the numbers of who's organizing this. This is the first I've heard of it. But yep. I guess they just want to see some solidarity. And obviously, truckers push consumerism and the other groups that you're talking about, like Adbusters and whatnot, they are against consumerism.
But yet, this is a very similar tactic to, you know, do nothing for a certain number of days. In addition to the Ride for the Constitution event page, they're calling truckers to gather in D.C. in an effort to, quote, restore the Constitution, defund Obamacare, and lower fuel prices.
Now, that's where I'm a little concerned. I mean, how does one lower fuel prices? Do you lower taxes? Do you go to war with some Middle Eastern country?
I don't know if they have answers. In this case, Tally, I'm actually looking, as I'm reading this article, which was posted 4 days ago on thetrucker.com, I'm clicking every link that they have here to see if these things are around. The Trucker Shutdown America page it's gone. I cannot pull that up on Facebook. The Ride for the Constitution event page, that doesn't exist either. So either they've canceled the event or Facebook has somehow struck and has taken these pages and events out.
It's been known to happen.
I'm very interested to know what happened to this. The group did not return requests for comments from the Huffington Post. This attempt to organize a trucker strike was dismissed by the American Trucking Association, the largest trade organization for truckers. Their spokesman, Sean McNally, told HuffPo, "We're not a sponsor or a supporter, and we certainly don't condone it." He said the movement appears to be using information from a 2006 ATA report about the essential role of truckers in the United States. Among other findings, the report noted that halting trucking could cause significant shortages to the country in as little as 3 days, especially for perishable items. Given those findings, a successful 72-hour trucker strike like the one proposed would be problematic. However, McNally expressed skepticism on the likelihood of such a large-scale protest taking place. He said there hasn't been a nationwide trucker strike of any kind for many years. OIDA, which we've heard about before from some drivers that have called the show, the Owner-Operator Independent Drivers Association, ran a posting on its website saying the group has nothing to do with truck drivers or with those truck drivers and wanted professional drivers to be aware of that fact. The attempt to gather a crowd of 18-wheelers is the latest in a series of organized protests in D.C. The previous two were unable to reach their target turnout goals despite media attention. The 9/11 Million Muslim March, for example, fell exceedingly short of its goal, only managing to attract about 30 protesters. The 2 million bikers to D.C. fared better, organizing thousands of bikers in a ride through D.C. The event took place despite being formally denied a police permit. Is this event, was it ever really serious?
I guess we'll see if anything happens, then we can talk about it then.
Yeah, I guess we will. And I don't really think anything's going to change from this. I understand. I don't blame people for being frustrated with high prices and government regulations. I don't blame them at all. But I don't think that going to D.C. or whatever you're going to, you know, beg politicians for relief is going to solve your problems.
If you're a trucker, I mean, they're the ones that regulate the interstate highway systems.
You mean so. The feds?
The feds, yeah.
I think that what Alexander Haig said, who was an executive during the Reagan administration about protests, is very appropriate here, and that is that let them protest so long as they pay their taxes. These politicians don't care about what you have to say. They really aren't interested in that. They're going to ignore you as best they possibly can. And they know that they've got you by the balls, and you're going to do what they say. They know that. And no two-day strike is going to change anything. I'm sorry. Call me a skeptic on this, but
well, I mean, if it happens, you're in the news cycle, people are talking about it. I mean, you know, there's pro things that can be done, you know, with speaking out.
Oh, no. I'm not saying don't do it. I think that there's value to protest. I mean, obviously, you and I, we both were involved in Occupy, for instance, here, and I think there was value in Occupy. Obviously, the occupation's over at this point, but there was value in that people came together, they shared ideas, people met others who they may not have met previously for whatever other reason, and that new connections were made, new friendships, and that can lead to good things down the line.
Yeah, that's what attracted me. I didn't occupy anything. I never slept overnight,
right.
But I did meet a lot of neat people.
Me too. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. For me, I felt it was worth my effort that I put into it. But did the politicians care? You know, did anything get better because of it? Not really. 855-450-FREE. You can take control here. Hour 3 is on the way. Still, the details on secession still coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to introduce you to a new, groundbreaking method of emergency protection. It's called Peacekeeper. Are you fed up with the so-called state protection services? Then Peacekeeper is for you. The Peacekeeper app empowers neighbors to send and respond to emergency alerts. Help Peacekeeper help you by going to peacekeeper.org. Watch the video and learn how you can become a force for good in your neighborhoods. Peacekeeper.org.
If your mom or loved one lives alone, one call to Life Watch can end your worries for their safety. We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you call us right now, we'll send you absolutely free an information-packed report on the 9 most important things you need to know to make sure your parents are safe when living alone. It's completely free. Call us right now. 800-522-8286. Put your mind at ease with LifeWatch. Dial 800-522-8286.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.